a fresh start as we set our sights on the silver screen. These guys are tackling music from the movies, and all of them are ready for the biggest close-up in the
business. All right, Terry. It's getting tough. There were eight.
Yep, and it just keeps getting tougher and tougher.
I mean, you and I talked beforehand, and of course, you and Mom talked it over too. There wasn't anyone that was bad last night. I thought there were some that didn't step up.
Yeah, there were some that didn't really stand out, and yet it's just tough. It's just tough.
And you know what? What I noticed last night was what I've listened to and what I've seen, has there been this wide range of styles there?
No. And everybody just has their own style that, you know, and again, as we've said every week, I think it comes down to what you like to listen to.
Yeah. And we started off last night. Of course, it was movie night, just as Ryan said. Started off with Paul. What'd you think?
Paul, I'm not a real Paul lover. I mean, I love his voice, but
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know whether I didn't care for him.
Yeah, I didn't think he stepped up last night. That was just one of those things. And then two of the artists that I thought stepped up came next, and I think these are the two that knocked it out. We've got Lauren and Stefano. So let's listen to what they did last night, movie night at American Idol.
So it's gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Somebody's gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the
Terry Lowry. Of course, I didn't tell everybody it was Terry Lowry and Mary Trainor doing Idol chatter.
Oh, no.
I know. So there we are. We're all set. Seriously, I thought those two, and you and I were just talking off the air when they were doing, you could listen to those two on radio because that's what we were doing just like everybody else.
Yep. It does. It sounds so different when you hear it on the radio.
Yeah, it does. Lawrence, she's one of the 16. She's the only 16-year-old left, isn't she?
Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah, because I think Scotty's 17.
17, I think. Yeah. I mean, she's the youngest one left, and she absolutely nailed and knocked that out last night.
She is just fantastic. Yeah. I really think she could sing anything.
Yeah. And then Stefano. I don't care if he would have stunk it up. I would have played him this week, but he was there. Oh, man, he was good last night.
He was, and he was so excited. You know, you could just see it. Yeah, I think he has some work to do on his presentation and, you know, kind of some of that. But, you know, he did. I closed my eyes or look away from the TV last night, and I thought I could hear, you know, I could listen to that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. This is American Idol. They need to make money like everybody else does. So who picks? People will want to hear them on the radio. So it has to be someone that can translate to that.
Yep.
All right, saying that, Scotty was up next.
Scotty, you know, Scotty, he's going to be country. He always comes out. He performs good. Last night, I don't know whether it wasn't really his greatest, but, you know, he still got it.
If you look at what Scotty's done before, you will give him a pass for last night. Cause I didn't think he did. I thought the song wasn't that good last night. It wasn't him so much. It was the song. So
I think it was too.
Yeah.
I,